Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 24th verse. No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more important than your food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, you should know, I had chosen the scripture and theme for this particular Sunday, this weekend, before the national emergency was declared, and while there was still hand sanitizer on the shelves of stores, before we had to have our small groups meet via Google Classroom, Google Hangout, conference call, and Zoom. When I was originally planning it, I thought it would be a nice little sermon, you know? A nice exhortation to consider the lilies, and everyone would go, oh, yeah, I shouldn't worry about my life, what we will wear, how we will get our toilet paper. And I'm so great at worrying anyway, as a neurotic person by nature. So I would have had a lot of silly worries to share that would have made you laugh or at least giggle quietly. And we would have walked through a class of worries that I like to call, it has not happened. But if it did happen, it would be so bad that I'm gonna worry about it now, because what if it did happen? Here's an example. I will be peacefully watching television with my family, and then I will stop and I'll say, Eric, what if, right as I was finishing the most important paper or project or sermon of my life, the laptop were to just quit working? What if I got the blue screen of death, Eric? And then Eric, who's been married to me for 25 years, says, honey, we have a backup. And then I go, what if, just when I'm ready to complete my project, my sermon, my very important thing, the laptop dies and the backup has not been functioning. And we just didn't know. What if the backup is broken? And then he'll say something like, it's in the cloud. And then I'll go, well, now I'm really worried because I don't know what the cloud is. And the cloud sounds very nebulous, and I don't think we should be relying on something that's fluffy like a cloud. I also have philosophical worries. Like, what does it say about our country that KFC is offering a chicken sandwich where they've taken out the bun, and instead of the bun, they now have donuts for bun. There's even philosophical questions like, I'll be brushing my teeth, and I'll worry about why is it that we park in a driveway and drive on a parkway? That's what the sermon I had planned was about. And then we had this happen. What is a worrier like me supposed to do with this passage when there seems like there is something big to worry about? What worries me most of all today is actually this passage. This passage worries me. Consider the lilies, Jesus says. Sure, lilies do not get COVID-19. The lilies don't have to show up for a 9-to-5 job. The lilies don't have to decide about what to close and what to keep open and how to balance all of the things that God cares so much about. Lilies do not have medical procedures or mortgages or a child care shortage when schools are closed. Lilies are not asked to make disciples and baptize and teach. Consider the lilies. It worries me that Jesus would say that. It seems like an offhand remark from Jesus. Don't worry, be happy. It's an easy thing to say. But then there's a risk that Jesus becomes just another don't worry, be happy voice in my head. Right there with all the things I tell myself that begin with don't worry. Don't worry, go buy something. Probably a lot of it in case we run out. Don't worry, eat some carbs. This is not the season to give up sugar. Don't worry, in the season of coronavirus, have a Corona with lime. It could work. But that doesn't sound like Jesus. So let's consider this text. This passage is the halfway point of the discourse known as the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is one of the longest stretches of Jesus' teachings in the Gospels. The sermon reads like Jesus' greatest hits. It has in it the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And Luke's version says, blessed are the poor. Teachings about about forgiveness and how to pray. And then we come to this. The first thing to know is it doesn't really begin with consider the lilies. It actually starts with Jesus' exhortation about not storing up treasures for yourself on earth, but building up treasures in heaven. It starts, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, do not worry about your life. Wow. That sounds like a God that I know. That sounds like the first commandment. That sounds like putting first things first. Our Lenten series this year. Do you remember the first commandment? You shall have no other gods before me, saith the Lord. Do you remember the greatest commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. See, the God that we serve has a history of wanting to be God all by God's self. This God doesn't want to share top billing with Baal or the Egyptian gods or Zeus or anybody like that. This God who made a covenant with Abraham and with a whole people, whose calling card reads, you will be my people and I will be your God. That God. The God who leads and feeds the flock. The God who delivered from slavery and who fed the people in the wilderness and brought them into the promised land. That God. This passage on worry is not some cheer up, God wants you to be happy and rich passage. I think this passage is first and foremost about committing to let God be God, putting first things first. No one can serve two masters. consider wealth. Jesus is not saying, do not have money. Jesus is saying, you cannot serve God and serve money. You cannot serve God and serve your stuff. We have to make a choice. And wealth is easy to serve. It's easy to think that the things that we want are the same as the things that we need. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So where our treasure is, our treasure acts like a magnet for our heart, and our heart will follow our treasure. So if our treasure is on earth, where rust and moths eat away and thieves break in and steal, that's where our heart is. If our treasure is in heaven and God alone, our heart will be there. And we serve a God who really wants to have our whole heart. Now, hear me when I say this, church. Jesus' exhortation not to worry does not mean do not work or do not act or do not plan. It does not mean do not be wise. Jesus clearly wants us to do things. If you read the Sermon on the Mount, there are so many verbs in that sermon. So many things that Jesus tells us to do. Let your light shine, be reconciled, go, give, pray, love, forgive, fast, ask, seek, knock, hear, and do. Build your house on the rock, he says. What are we not supposed to do? Worry. It's not don't worry, be happy. It's don't worry, be faithful. Be faithful. The kind of worry that Jesus is talking about is the kind of worry that kicks God out of the room. It takes God out of the equation. We elbow God out of the way. This kind of worry has a flavor of idolatry. It's a sign that we're wanting to strive for our own kingdom instead of God's. When Moses was leading the Israelites through the wilderness, they began to be hungry. And God provided for their need with manna. God provided enough each day so that all of the tribes of Israel would have just enough. The Hebrew is no lack. They had no lack. They had each day enough for the day. And the next day, God would give them more, enough just for that day. People began to worry, to seek their own kingdom. So they said, well, what if we tried to keep the manna that God's giving us for today in case God doesn't give us any tomorrow? Or what if God gives us not enough? And when they tried to hoard it, God made it rot to teach them to rely on God. This every man for himself sort of thinking is a form of wanting to serve two masters. No one can serve two masters, so they chose to serve the God of self, which so often comes to us wearing a mask called worry. When I wanted to see if my kids were paying attention when they were growing up, I would say, you know, kids, as Jesus said, what about me and my needs? And at first they'd go like, yeah, 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 and then they heard it, and they went, wait. Just in case you can't relate to this, I've brought a prop that now Pastor Anna's going to artfully give me from where I've hidden it. Just in case you can't relate to the story. Consider the lilies. Also consider this. Did you know there is enough toilet paper right now for our legitimate current toilet paper needs? But in times of hardship in the wilderness, it's easy to hear the loud voices of other masters, the master of wealth, the master of fear, or the master I like to call Widhatep, the master of what if I don't have toilet paper? Church, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and Widhatep. Our thriving is linked to how well we trust God and work together and share what we have and care for one another. Our thriving is linked to remembering that God can be trusted to be God. That God is God and we are not. And while we do all the things that we are called to do, we do not need to worry. What are we supposed to do instead of worry? Strive for the kingdom of God. When I was a kid, I learned the song, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." My favorite scripture is Romans 8, 37 and 38. Paul says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." That is meant to remind us that we are not trapped by worry. I read somewhere that worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. We are freed from serving that master. And we're freed from serving Widhatep too. If nothing can separate us from the love of God, it means that it is still possible for us to have a season of wilderness. It means that it's still possible. We're susceptible to viruses and living in the world. But we are free to do the things that God is calling us to do. To care for one another. To praise God, even over the interwebs. To grow disciples and to grow as disciples. And to serve the world by serving our neighbors. We can pull together in this season of uncertainty and be the church in a radical way for a world that really needs that witness. When Jesus was born, the angels heralded the birth of their Savior to some lowly shepherds with the words, "Fear not. Fear not, we bring you good tidings of great joy for all the people." The gospel is called good news because it's good. It announces that in Christ, the kingdom of God is brought near to us. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And wherever you are right now, God is present there. God is with you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit and the live stream, we are one body in Christ. You are loved, and you are not alone. So when the wolf of worry comes around, when we are tempted to serve the master of money, or the master of fear, or the master of Widhatep, my prayer is that we will recognize when it comes, and we will say, "Wait, no one can serve two masters. Nobody can. So as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Thanks be to God.